Hello, everybody, indeed. Welcome to Metanorn's mini talk on Space Dandy for episode 4, Sometimes You Can't Live With Dying, Baby. I'm Jero, joined by Foshizzle.
Hey, what's up?
And this week, Kyokai is here with us.
Zombies!
Eat your brains.
Yeah, like, brains, baby, is what it's like. What it should have been called.
Yep.
So, in terms of synopsis, this episode is probably the easiest to describe. Basically, they find a Stiltonian alien, as they call it, and they are thinking about turning it in, trying to see it. It bites Meow. Meow goes to the hospital. He becomes a zombie, and everybody's converging on the hospital. Dandy leaves, thinks he's okay, gets bitten by a zombie. Everybody's a zombie, and that's how the world is. It's all zombies, baby.
I mean, it's amazing, isn't it? I mean, like, you have seen a couple apocalypse, and I was literally thinking about, oh, maybe, you know, they have to now fight the zombies, and it would be like literally Dead Man Walking or something like that. But no, everyone turns into zombie. Nobody kills each other. There is no blood. I'm so sad about that. But every time everything turns blue, man. Metanon colors, amazing.
Yeah, I kind of like their take on zombies, more of a comical thing, which, like I said before, this is more of a comedy series, and I like what they did with this one. It's pretty funny. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I especially enjoyed the life insurance hunters coming out there. People taking out money. Oh, that was really funny.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty funny.
I am dead. Please issue me a death certificate.
Yeah, they basically got annoyed with the money.
It was so good.
Yeah.
I'll give you money. I mean, you guys watch dub, right? So you guys watch the English version.
Mm-hmm.
I watch the Japanese version. Okay, so like, you know how I am, like, so infatuated with most of the series, isn't it? So when I was watching this episode, I was like, man, this is such a waste, because, you know, Junichi Suabe just has to do for 20 minutes of the episode, and nothing. It was amazing. And tell me which machine can become a zombie. I mean, that was a mystery, wasn't it?
Oh, they explained the end. Yeah. Because I guess it's a, you gotta look at it like it's an alien virus, so I guess it can infect machines. It's kind of silly, but...
Yeah, the
robots would be kind of silly. They have QT speaking normal while everyone else is kind of zombies.
I especially like QT's character design with the eyes all redded out and stuff.
So good.
Yep.
It was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Even the Go-Go Empire gets infected, and I thought that was hilarious. Yeah.
I thought that was funny in that one scene, because Jell is kind of their leader of that sort of group, and all of a sudden you just see him there in the hospital with everybody else, that I thought, like, he's going with all these other lackeys just to find Dandy.
It reminds me of, like, Will of the Star Wars, when they try to find Han Solo. And they send all these mercenaries after him, and none of them find him. And same with Dandy, he's just lucky. He's just, like, you know, in the other scenes where the guys are shooting him, he's just, like, barely dodging, and just not really dodging on purpose, but, yeah, it's kind of funny.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like, what... Of course, this is a funny series, but in the end, it's all about, like, you know, when they have those cameras trained on him, like, you know, that scene when in the hospital, everyone has turned a zombie, but Mr. Dandy still swanting in, and he's literally, like, his hips are going bob, 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 and I'm like, dude, there's
like,
a camera on you, and your boobies girl has turned into a zombie. Please notice that, but nope.
Even like the blood over the walls, he just like ignores it and walks back. But I'm like, dude, there's blood over the wall. Can't you see it?
I mean, QT is warning Dandy, be careful. Nope, it's all good, baby. It's all good.
Exactly.
I'm trying to think of the. There was a song that Dandy was singing just very briefly. But I can't find out what it is. But it was also funny, because in that whole episode, I'm thinking, you know, as a show that kind of resets itself that we talked mm-hmm. about last week. I mean, this is really a reset because everybody just lives as zombies. You think that the whole thing about fermenting and eating yogurt or whatever it was to to sort of keep them, you know, from rotting, like, thought somehow maybe they could end up back as humans, but...
Yeah. I was thinking maybe it's like a health tip or something, or, you know, this on the long term, this is going to be very good for them. But nope, there is no change. And the funny thing was, like, you know, that alien senpai thing. Mm-hmm. So alien senpai suddenly say, hey, I'm on a healthy diet. It's almost like, you know, some girls here, like, you know, oh, I'm a good diet. I do this, I do that. He literally said it. Everything like that, and I'm like, dude, an alien giving directions on zombies. That was pretty cool.
It's funny that they had a bad situation, they turned it into a positive. That was kind of interesting. I'm like, you know, you never really see that with the zombie character. I mean, we've seen it like with Korra Zombie, but that's completely different. And this is just more like the zombies realizing they're going to be zombies forever. Like, we might as well adapt to our new life, basically.
Isn't there a Hollywood movie?
Yes.
About a guy, I mean, mm-hmm. about a teenager who turns into a zombie and then, like, he lives the life or something?
Yeah, it's, I think Warm Bodies is what it's called.
Yeah.
And it's the same similar situation here, but he becomes a human near the end because he's, you know, living with humans and kind of gets back to being, I guess, normal. It's kind of funny.
Okay.
And I was thinking
you were thinking that.
And also, who sent the lame flamenco monsters into Dandy?
Yeah, the artwork kind of did dip a little.
I mean, you know what? Like, you guys know me and Overcooled have just, like, quit flamenco. Mm-hmm. So, like, watching this episode was kind of jaunting in a way, you know? Like, when Major Perry sent mm-hmm. his troops, I was like, oh my god, this is like alien flamengers, you know? Mm-hmm. I don't want them. Go away, go away, go away. It's a good thing they got zombified and everything was cool.
I was like, they still failed their mission. Even with five, six mercenaries, still failed. Like, come on, guys.
Yeah.
They're so dumb.
Or is Dandy, like, the super lucky? I mean, I think he's just super lucky.
Mm-hmm.
He's got something that's giving him all this positive luck and everything. It's got to be.
Yeah, when
one lucky bastard.
When they introduced those assassins to come to the hospital, kind of reminds me a slight bit of Trigun when they mm-hmm. had those assassins, but
you
know, these guys were very easily beaten.
He didn't do anything to him. Like,
but some extra brains from this episode, I think mm-hmm. Luffy would enjoy all of the raw meat that was in this episode that they were eating. And we're not dead, just fermenting.
I was like, that's a good outlook. It's okay. You're dead, but it's fine.
And hey, what about all the Zetsubo that is, I mean, you know, despair. I mean, that was funny, you know, since I was like cycle, remembering. Yeah. Exactly. Like, it's, you know, Zetsubo Sensei mm-hmm. had certain scenes when the sensei was like all, you know, despair. So that kind of reminded me of that. But yeah, it was very short-lived. They got positive very soon and they went to boobies.
Happy, mm-hmm. sad, happy, sad. It was like, oh.
Yeah, and Honey making no big deal of the fact that he's a zombie, a blue zombie now.
Yep.
Having a drink with him.
Yeah. Old customer coming back, man.
Gotta make the customer happy.
Yeah.
A hilarious romance between a mercenary and a nurse who loved to go on dates at the mall. And the mall is like the big convergence place for the zombies.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. And that's like I mean, do this interview and they have the screen, right? They have this like, they block the voices, right? We want to keep their identity hidden of like, oh my god, they're zombies.
And I was like, I can't even recognize, even if they say anything in zombie language, who gives a shit? Nobody. Like, nobody can't recognize anything. So like, except for the screen, the whole voice scrambling thing, that was like, dude.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
And the very last thing that we see in this episode is Fing saying it was directed by George A. Romero, and for a lot
Yeah.
of film fans, a big zombie horror film guy. That was kind of a fun little addition.
Yeah, if it
I
wasn't
want to
made,
know,
but
did
yeah,
that really
sorry.
happen?
I think it was
Did
the
that
movie they were
really happen?
watching. No, they're watching a movie at the end, like some kind of drive-in, and it says George A. Romero, which, obviously inspired this episode, I would think.
Yes. That would make more sense.
It was pretty cool he did that, because the mall thing with zombies in the mall was like something he started in all his movies. Well, one of his movies anyway. So it's kind of, I guess, an homage to him. Like, hey, thanks for inspiring us to make this.
That would be wild if he really was involved in it.
That would be cool.
We can check the credits all the time, basically, because there is so much like Western themes used in Space Dandy. I would not be surprised if they do, but in the end it can be homage, really, as Force said.
Yeah, and one more X brain. Hello, nurse.
Yes, that was pretty good. Like Elf, I don't know, Space Elf, like Nurse, pretty good. Watch out there.
Yeah, pretty nice.
The last thing I want to mention, I like the last positive thing about how the universe is now peaceful with all that. There's no war, no sickness. I guess with no more racism because everyone's the same. I just thought that was kind of funny. I was like, yeah, that's kind of like they're trying to convey a message saying, oh, one day this will be this way, but
Yeah,
not zombies.
let's all be zombies.
And hey,
Yeah.
by the end, even our narrator, whoever he was, turned
Yes.
into a zombie too because his voice changed too.
Yep.
I was like, it's the entire galaxy, going into the zombie mode. That's pretty cool.
For me, this week would probably, I think, well, since I'm not watching the sub, I still think that would probably be a better episode for this because it's just not a lot of acting going on,
Yeah, I'll
like
have
you
to.
said.
I do want to check out the sub, though, to see who narrated the
Oh,
entire
yeah.
second half of the episode, and just hearing, all the say you going,
May as walk on
Yeah.
butter. May as walk on
Yeah.
butter. I hope it's him. No,
Easiest voice work.
Gotta be
no, it's
amazing.
not. It's not Wakamoto. If it
Oh,
was Wakamoto, it would have been amazing. But
yeah.
I mean, whoever did it, it's he's done a very good job. Let me check if I can find it out.
I know
Who it
he's in
is.
Wizard Barrestas this season.
Who it is,
He's a
but.
frog. Yeah, it's a parodied frog.
Wow,
He
Kyokai's looking.
really? What the
Oh, what?
hell? Why am I not watching this, man? Why am I not watching Seikai Sefuku? He just said that Wakamoto is a frog.
and Wizard Barrestas, he's the
What?
frog. Does that
Wizard
sound
Barrestas.
Oh, Wizard Barrester. Oh, sorry.
That's pretty funny.
How is it going? I mean, is it new cases every episode?
Yeah, it's gonna be like that. Like the case of the week. CSI, all those type of shows, what do you wanna call them?
Okay,
Anime
something like
Barrister
Hamadara.
Hunt. Law and Order.
Procedural.
Yeah, pretty much.
Overall, I enjoyed this episode a lot. Very similar to episode 2, where it had a nice story going for it and a lot of substance, some good fun jokes, and again, the zombie, the life insurance hunters was my favorite, and also the pretty quick scene of Dandy trying to go on adventures afterwards, but he was too slow to capture
Catch
or
the
shoot
monster.
anybody.
Yeah. I was like, wow. That's so true.
Any other thoughts to add, you guys?
Okay, it's Masaki Yajima, the narrator. He hasn't done a lot of shows really. I'm checking. But he has been doing a lot of narrating for other ones. I mean, he was in Little Prince and he was in oh he's Samurai Champloo's narrator, episode 22. Space Dandy is his biggest to date, actually. But yeah, he seems to be a very old guy. Not bad, old guy. Oyaji, that is.
Right, so I'll close off the podcast saying,
Zombies.